And for this outdoor report, we're going to get back into our conversation with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, is there anything else you can think of that's coming up here? You know, maybe you can kind of get folks thinking about what the transition is going to happen. Obviously, the salmon fishermen are chomping at the bit, waiting, especially the small boat guys, you know, that want to hit the river mouths. But anything else you can think of? Smallmouth bass fishing this time of year, anything to talk about there?
Usually, myself, when I'm after them, I'll start still kind of fishing in the shallow flats here. This time of year, it's kind of a mixed bag fishing. You know, you get a few here, a few there, you know, perch, walleyes, pike, smallmouth. You know, it's just no real mind-blowing numbers of any of those fish, but you can run into a few here and a few there. And like I said, with the smallmouth, I'll still fish the edges of the break line. Typically, going into the first week of September here is when we start running into bigger pike. Usually right around Labor Day is kind of when we start running into the, you know, more fish up into the 40-inch range. We'll target them more with bigger baits. You know, don't be afraid to throw bigger musky-sized lures, you know, like bucktails and bigger crankbaits. Other than that, usually around the first part of September, a little around, right around September 7th, give or take a few days. That's normally when we'll start seeing some salmon return into the Ford River, and that's a good spot for the shore fishermen to have some access to some salmon. There's a deep hole right at the mouth of the river there, and those fish kind of stage in there before they run further upstream. So usually fishing sunrise, sunset, casting with mostly the big jointed Rapalas, J13, the bright colors, is usually a pretty good choice for those fish.
All right.
So we're just kind of waiting and seeing.
Waiting for fall. You know, we're getting it's going to be nice weather through Labor Day weekend, so that's a nice blessing, I think.
Yeah, for a change.
Chris, thank you for your time as usual.
No problem.
We'll catch up with you again soon. Take care.
All right.
We'll see you. Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone talking about the fishing on Little Bay to Knock and surrounding area. And hopefully that helps you out with your plans for this weekend. Thanks for tuning in today to The Outdoor Show.